Is your soul longing for the deep things of God? Deep Calls to Deep with Dr. Gail Bailey is on the air.
Through the eyes of men, it seems there's so much we have lost. As we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked, one by one, the enemy is whisper lies and let them off as slaves. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. We know there is more to come that we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we'll step into the
Praise the Lord, this is Dr. Gail Bailey, pastor of Deliverance Tabernacle. Today, I'm coming to you with our first radio broadcast for a long time. So let me take a couple of minutes to introduce myself to you. My name is Dr. Gail Bailey, and I have pastored the church at Deliverance Tabernacle for the last 34 years. We've had a lot of good times there, and God has really moved by His power and by His might. And we would just like to take an opportunity to invite you to come out. If you need prayer, if you need ministered to, or if you are looking for a local church congregation that will meet your needs to minister, meet your needs for your children, I challenge you, just come out and try us out. We are located at 395 Knox Court on the corner of 4th and Knox. So before I get started, I would like to thank Rachel Stepner for sponsoring today's broadcast. And I would also like to let you know about some training that Deliverance Tabernacle is hosting. We will be hosting the School of Supernatural Ministry for Kids in Ministry. God has blessed us with so many youth who are beginning to experience the supernatural that we feel that we must train and prepare them for the service of the Lord. We have an 8-year-old in our congregation who is being trained as a pastor. We also have a 13-year-old who is being trained as a praise leader, a 12, 16, and 19-year-old who are beginning to experience visions and dreams and prophetic utterances, and a 19-year-old who is being trained as an apostle to be an administrator in our church. So with all of this kind of activity with our youth, we begin to pray and ask God, how are we going to truly train them and prepare them for the days ahead? And so God opened up a wonderful opportunity for us. And for 8 weeks, beginning February the 9th, 2017, we will be hosting Becky Fisher's course to certify teachers in the School of Supernatural for Children. The classes for the teachers and trainers is going to be from 6 to 9 p.m. every Thursday night. There will be a $35 registration, and book free and a free will offering will be taken every class. So to register for the class, you need to call the church office at 303-455-5130. That number once again, 303-455-5130. So today, we're going to begin an amazing study on the Kinsman Redeemer. So this is the title and subject of one of my Bible studies that was published on last month. This book is a blend of the Word of God and fiction. It uses a fictional storyline of the life of Ruth. And one of the things that it opens up with is that God is fruitful, and those who are in him will also be fruitful. His word says this, "I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." And that passage of scripture is found in John 15 and 5. So if we start with that premise and go back to Genesis chapters 1 through 3, we find that God established the law of reproduction. In that law, he designed all living things to bear fruit after its kind, plant, animals, and man. He put seed inside of living things to make reproduction possible. So one of the hardest questions that any minister has to answer is this. If God is all-knowing and he loves us so much, and we are convinced on both accounts that he does, then the question is this: why did he bring Adam into the world knowing he would fail and then condemn him to hell? Well, I pondered over that question for several years before the Lord really gave me the revelation knowledge of how to answer that question. Ladies, you're going to understand this a lot better than men. But simply put, God was in labor. He knew he was getting ready to bear fruit. He knew that that fruit was getting ready to come forward. He was impregnated with himself and ready to give fruit or give birth to the fruit after his kind. So in his foreknowledge, he knew that there was a weakness in the design that was coming forth. The free will that was flowing from the Father to his creation was both the strength and the weakness of his plan. So as he bent low in birth pains, he set about to create a place of habitation for the precious fruit that was coming forth. He built a beautiful garden in all of its splendor that would teach man the desire of the Father to provide a wholesome place of peace and safety. And then all of a sudden in the universe, "Let there be," roared through the heavens. And in a moment of time, matter in the form of gases, liquids, and solids came together in a masterful plan. The travail of birth was upon him. The fruit was coming, and it was coming soon. He spoke, and the sun, moon, and stars were set in place to write the story in the heavens of what would be. He felt the intensity of birth as it was ready to burst forward. And so he began to make preparation for food and shelter and an amazing life for his creation. Then he saw or foresaw the fall of his beloved creation. He could not stop the birth. The pains were upon him to deliver. So he moved forward to implement a plan. Heaven's lamb was slain. Its blood, able to cleanse the sin of man, would be used to redeem and transform the fallen. Revelation 13 and 8 says this, "All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." You see, the weak link of free will would be used to solidify man's relationship to God and span the schism created by the fall. The flesh of Christ was sacrificed on Calvary, and the blood in his veins poured out upon the earth. The same blood from heaven's lamb was poured out before creation, before time ever began. In his mercy, he made provision to redeem you from hell because you were coming forth from him. And he knew that the propensity to sin would be transferred through your body. But here's the great news. He knew your name. He knew your faults. He knew your strengths. He knew what was needed to redeem you. He allowed free will so you could be the greatest part of him. Water and blood gushed from the all-consuming fiery God. Adam was coming. His sin would separate him from the Father. And God knew. So he poured out the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. One final push, and the race of mankind was birthed. In sorrow, God watched as his beloved creation traded all he had provided, as they tasted of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It wasn't that evil was so evil. Eve wanted it all. And it wasn't that she was evil either. God said, "Don't eat of this tree." And she was tempted by Satan, then driven by her own will to eat. She refused to accept that the fruit from this tree was both good and evil. To console her conscience and convince her heart, she looked at the good, only the good. Genesis 3 and 6 records this. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She refused to believe the evil that it would unleash. This gave her the courage to ignore God's warning. The evil and death it unleashed upon mankind caused him to devolve into a pitiful creature that did not resemble the original design for man. God was not surprised. He knew. He already had a plan to redeem his beloved creation. And those who have been redeemed by his blood are commanded to bear fruits worthy of repentance. So, today, the question that we have to ask ourselves is the fruit that we bear in our life on a daily basis worth something that we could lay at the feet of an almighty God and sacrifice to him? Would those fruits be worthy of repentance? I have to say to you right now, in the name of Jesus, there are some of us who need to take a little bit of time to examine our life and to examine the fruits that come forth from our life. This is the reason that God began to deal with me to come back on the radio, because in all of the study that he has given to me, I have realized that there are dry bones that are sitting in the churches of the kingdom of God, and somebody needs to call out to them and proclaim a message for them to come alive in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to speak and say to them, deep is calling to deep, and it is time for you to arise in the name of Jesus Christ and do exactly what God has called you to do. And so that is my mission toward you today. Of course, if you've never repented of your sins, and if you've never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and be your personal Lord and Savior, that is absolutely step number one. But if you have, let me also say this to you. You know that God has a plan for your life. God has sent people to speak into your life, and today let me be another person who is speaking into your life. God is looking for a people who will rise up in the name of Jesus, who will come together in Jesus' name, who will lay aside all of the isms and schisms and all of the race cards that are being played, all of the political agendas. God is looking for a people who will stand up and take their place in the body of Christ. God is looking for a people, and he is looking for you today. This is Dr. Gail Bailey with Deep Calls to Deep, hosted by Deliverance Tabernacle. And today our subject begins a very deep study that is in one of my books called Kinsman Redeemer. This book talks about the storyline of Ruth, who was a Moabitess. And she was a person who, in the eyes of the religious community, could never be redeemed. But God had a plan to redeem her and to call her in. So at the top of the radio broadcast today, we're talking about an issue of why did God allow Adam to be born when he knew that he was going to fail and that his failure would condemn him to a lake of fire. And what we talked about in that expression is that God knew Adam was coming forth. God knew that it was time for his seed to be born. And so he began to prepare something for him to live. He prepared a plan of redemption. He prepared what he would eat while he was on earth. He prepared where he would stay. He made a beautiful garden, and we have the description of that in the book of Genesis. What a wonderful place that God prepared for Adam and Eve. But they failed, as God knew that they would. They were tempted of Satan, and one of the greatest temptations came because Satan began to bring out only the good to them. And I know that you have seen people or met people who always says, well, you know, I'm not such a bad person. I'm a good person, but they're not saved. Or we hear people, even in the church, say, well, you know, I'm not so bad. I do a few things, but don't judge me because nobody is perfect. And while that is right, one of the points of this introductory message is we don't want to just pull the good out of that which is both good and evil. If God says no, the whole point is that as Christian people, we pull away that from that thing because it is not within the plan of God. That means that there is something that is going to be harmful to us in some way. It can be harmful physically, it can be harmful spiritually, or it can be harmful to us emotionally. And only God knows the future. So it behooves us as Christian people to know what the Word of God is speaking to us and to begin to say, I will not come down to the devil's level. I will not fall into the trap that Eve fell into and only look at the good side of something or only try to extrapolate that which is good. I am going to look at the whole thing, and even if I don't understand it, if God says no, then the answer for me in my life has to be no, because it is time for the church body to begin to realize that sin is sin for a reason. God was not trying to take all of the pleasure out of life, trying to keep the design of his creation intact. And the design of that creation said that there were certain things that we did not put into our bodies. It said that there was certain things that was sin in our life. It also said that there were certain things that was going to absolutely, positively cut us off from the living God. And we had to keep ourselves pure from those things because in the sight of God, those things are sin. And so today, as you begin to examine your life before Christ, you need to ask yourself, is there anything that I am doing that does not align with God's word? And if there is, then I challenge you with all of my heart to begin to ask yourself this question: how can I begin to reverse that thing in my life that has stopped the flow of blessing, that has stopped me from being as blessed as God wants me to be? How can I begin to redeem myself in the eyes of the Lord? Because I want God to redeem me. And how he redeems me comes without price. It is a work of grace. There is no price. There is nothing that I can pay for that cost. But once his blood has been applied, then I do something in that redemption plan to say this. How can I align to his word? How can I do that which is pleasing in his sight? How can I walk down the street and talk and carry on conversations and people know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am a child of a living God? So I want to go back to that question. Have you repented of your sins and asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your personal Lord and Savior? Because I'm going to tell you, when you do, there is something that is going to stir up on the inside of your soul. You are never going to be the same. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that old things will pass away, and behold, all things are going to become new. You're going to get ready to commit the sins of the past or talk in ways that you talked in the past, and there's something that's going to begin to stir up on the inside of your soul, and it's going to say to you, no, speak this way, or don't do this, and do something that is more godly. That is the Holy Spirit already beginning to lead and guide your life. That is the plan of redemption at work in you. And so I don't like the word play into, but I'm going to use this word today to play into the plan of redemption that was already purchased and bought for you. You have to say yes. When he says, thou shalt not, you have to close your eyes, and sometimes you have to grit your teeth and you have to say yes. Because Ruth came out of a culture, and that's what we're going to be talking about in many of the broadcasts ahead. Ruth came out of a culture whose behaviors and practices were contrary to God. There was human sacrifice. There was temple prostitution. There were all kinds of things that took place in the religious practices of her day. But there was something inside of her that began to say that you cannot pray to an idol of wood or an idol of stone. And I want to say to you today, you cannot just pray to Mother Earth today. You cannot just allow a Ouija board or a tarot card reading to determine the course of your life. You have to trust in the Lord God Almighty and completely submit to everything that he wants you to submit to. If you do not, you will not enjoy the level of blessing that he has already determined for your life. You say, Pastor Gail, it's too hard. I can't do this. Well, that's the beauty of it. Within the power of your own strength, you don't have to. All you have to do is be in Christ. You do everything that you can do. And I promise you that God will do the rest. So today, if you need prayer for salvation, or if you have any other need in your life, please call us at 303-455-5130. We will pray for you. We have prayer warriors right now that are manning our phones until 11:30 to take your prayer request and agree with you in prayer. You can also order my book, Kinsman Redeemer, for $7 plus shipping and handling. I know that God has a plan for you. He did not save you and fill you with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit just to sit you down. So I challenge you to arise in the name of Jesus Christ. Deep is calling to deep today. Get up in Jesus' name and begin to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. Begin to allow your spirit man to be filled once again and to do what God has called you to do. So if you are looking for a church body, Deliverance Tabernacle may be the church for you. We are located at 395 Knox Court. It's right on the corner of 4th and Knox. And we have a saying, We have a place for you to minister to those that God has called you to minister. So rise up in the name of Jesus, be the blessed of the land, and know that God is ministering to you. God is touching you. He is moving through you by his power and by his life. So I call out to the dry bones, come alive in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Tune in next Wednesday at 10 a.m. for another powerful teaching as Deep Calls to Deep. For prayer or more information about today's Bible study, call 303-455-5130. And Deep Calls to Deep is hosted by Deliverance Tabernacle at 395 Knox Court, Denver, Colorado, 80219. Dr. Gail Bailey has been the pastor of that church for 34 years. Again, listen every Wednesday at 10 a.m. for Deep Calls to Deep right here on KLDC 95.3 FM and 1220 AM.
Come alive.